trying to remind us that when we have our Lord at table, something special is happening. Here, at this very Mass, our Lord is here at a dinner with us. He's just not saying, those who are wealthy, those who are strong, please come. He's inviting all of us in our weakness, in our sinfulness, in our lowliness, to come and recline with Him. To come and recline with Him to find our hope throughout this week. To find our hope with Him. To find our hope in His very body, blood, soul, and divinity. And allow ourselves to grow in wisdom with Him. Allowing ourselves to humble ourselves before Him. Because these readings are readings to remind, yes, us priests, of how we need to stay humble for the people of God, and how we, and even our bishops and our Pope, hold the body of Christ before you. And when you hear those words, body of Christ, you know you are receiving our Lord's very body and blood, soul, and divinity. But it's also a reminder to all of us of how we need to always humble ourselves before our Lord. Our Lord is reminding the Pharisees and those that were invited. It's not about that invitation. It is. But it's not about where your stature in life is. It's about being a banquet. It's about being with our Lord here in this church and falling in love with Him. The one who died on the cross for you so we can have that chance to be with Him in His heavenly banquet forever in heaven. When we allow ourselves to grow in that wisdom, we go back to this book of Sirach where it's showing us how we need to fall in love with our Lord, how we need to grow in His love and discover Him in our hearts, the wisdom of God in our very lives. And when we do, it's not that we're seeking out our own wisdom, but we're seeking out the love and the mercy and the wisdom that can only come from God our Father alone, who wants us not to live in the darkness, but rather He wants us to recognize that through the shedding of His Son's blood, He gave us that chance for life.